Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Saturday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad to have you with us. It is February 10th, 2007, about 1 minute past 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. We call this part of the show the home stretch, final hour, okay? And we'll get to your calls here in just a second. A couple more stories about all these shenanigans that I think you should know about. Listen to this. February 1st, Associated Press. The United States could face possible European carbon taxes on its exports if it does not sign global climate accords, said French President Jacques Chirac, quoted as saying in an interview published Thursday. He reportedly said, quote, a carbon tax is inevitable, end quote. France has pushed in the past for a carbon tax on industrial goods from countries that refuse to sign the Kyoto Accord, meant mainly to target the United States and China. Some lawyers said it would violate international trade rules. Said Chirac, quote, if the tax is European, and I believe it will be European, then it will all the same have a certain influence because it means that all the countries that do not accept the minimum obligations will be obliged to pay, end quote. So listen to that. That means, in essence, that even though these European countries and whatnot would, of course, as we talked about, the UK taxing their drivers for the amount of driving they do and how much harm they're causing the environment, instead of making the cars better, like running on, perpetual motion machines and things like that we know are out there, they'd rather make some money on it. Of course, they make money from the auto industry. Now they can tax people. And now other countries can tax the United States. So when our government gets taxed because the EU wants to be jerks about it, who do you think is going to be paying that? Well, that's right. Gold star for you. That means we'll be paying. Jacques Chirac is saying he's going to tax you and me. Chirac spoke before a two-day conference on the environment in Paris aimed at getting support for his idea for a new world environmental body. Ah, yes, that's what we need. A climate-based United Nations. And they'll be out there making taxes and passing laws and all sorts of things. All because, what? Oh, to stop global warming? Is that what you say? You're wrong. Can't be stopped. And they basically have said that. But what they can do is slow the progress. Well, that's great. Go ahead and slow the progress, make your money, and nothing's going to change. Now, I found this to be interesting. Canada has this story, CBC.ca, and it came out January 30th, okay? CBC.ca, and it's about their prime minister by the name of Stephen Harper, which some have called him Little Bush because he is he's on board with all the things that Bush says for the most part. But here's what the story says. Prime Minister Stephen Harper once called the Kyoto Accord a socialist scheme designed to suck money out of rich countries, according to a letter leaked Tuesday by the Liberals. Again, political divisiveness, right? The letter posted on the Federal Liberal Party website was apparently written by Harper in 2002 when he was the leader of the now defunct Canadian Alliance Party. He was writing to party supporters asking for money as he prepared to fight then Prime Minister Jean Chrétien on the proposed Kyoto Accord. Said Harper's letter, quote, we're gearing up now for the biggest struggle our party has faced since you entrusted me with the leadership. I'm talking about the Battle of Kyoto, our campaign to block the job-killing, economy-destroying Kyoto Accord, end quote. The Accord, for those who don't know, is an international environmental pact that sets targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Canada officially ratified the Accord December 17, 2002, under Chrétien's Liberal government. Harper's Conservative government, which took power in January of 2006, has since been accused of ignoring the Accord. Harper's letter goes on to outline why he's against the agreement, and we'll cover that when we come back, okay? Because again, when it wasn't in his political future to be agreeing to it, you know, this is something that he was against, and he calls it socialism, and that's exactly what it is. Stay with us.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wristies provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at wristies.com. That's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristies.com. Once again, that's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Saturday morning, and you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. All right, we're talking about Stephen Harper, the current Prime Minister of Canada, writing a letter about the Kyoto Accord, calling it a socialist scheme before he was Prime Minister. And here's what he said in his letter. He writes that it's based on, quote, tentative and contradictory scientific evidence, and it focuses on carbon dioxide, which is, quote, unquote, essential to life. Under Kyoto, Canada was required to reduce emissions by 6% by 2012, while economies in transition like Russia were allowed to choose different base years, as developing nations China and India were exempted from binding targets for the first round of reductions. Harper's letter reads, quote, Kyoto is essentially a socialist scheme to suck money out of wealth-producing nations, end quote. The Prime Minister's office refused to comment about the letter on the record. In recent weeks, Harper has spoken strongly about the environment, saying he will dramatically revamp his minority government's much-criticized Clean Air Act. His comments come as public opinion polls indicate the environment has become the number one issue among Canadians. Now, in the United States, it's somewhere around 23rd. Okay? It says Harper's comments come at, oh, I already said that, yeah. Liberal MP Mark Holland told the Canadian Press Tuesday that the leaked letter shows that Harper isn't actually committed to climate change. Holland said, quote, "Now suddenly, because he's seen the polls and realized the political opportunism of going green, the prime minister has launched a new campaign, that of trying to convince Canadians he actually cares about the environment, but no one is buying it," end quote. Ooh, you taught him. God forbid he might change his mind in 5 years. Not that I'm trying to defend him, but I'm just saying, political divisiveness, right? He's like, he's trying to pretend he cares about the environment. Well, so what? Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Who cares? Well, again, people really think that if we go ahead and strong-arm the world through some sort of totalitarianism, socialism, BS, price gouging everybody for anything they might do that might potentially cause global warming to happen in 100 years... then, you know, shame on you. And again, folks, look, I'm not denying that this stuff is happening. I'm not denying that we're seeing the effects. I'm very well aware of the bizarre weather patterns that have come up over the last couple of years. What I'm saying, though, is that by implicating human beings as a result, you can implement things like population control, more taxes, more laws, more regulations, a world government. You can implement a great many things. Okay? To me, it's a scary, scary thought. Anyway, well, this is an interesting story. January 30th from the nationalledger.com. It is a sign of how politicized global warming has become when a father's push for his daughter's junior high school science class to present both sides of the global warming controversy becomes a national story, with the father being portrayed as the villain. To recap, Frosty Hardison, the parent of a seventh grader who attends school in Federal Way, Washington, was troubled to learn that science teacher Kay Walls had planned on showing her class Al Gore's global warming pic, An Inconvenient Truth, without presenting any contrary information. Hardison is an evangelical Christian who, as the Washington Post reports, sees global warming as, quote, one of the signs of Judgment Day. That is, Hardison fits the sort of stereotype bound to attract national media attention under the rubric that religious zealot fights science in schools. The school board put a moratorium on showing the movie since lifted. While it investigated whether Walls was violating a school policy requiring that when class materials show bias, educators point out those biases and present additional information and perspectives to balance out those biases. In this case, Walls told the Washington Post that she cannot find any authoritative articles that counter An Inconvenient Truth, other than a 32-year-old Newsweek article. CNN apparently went to the same school as Walls, as it aired a segment in which the University of Maryland professor Phil Arkin asserted, quote, "I don't think there is legitimately an actual opposing viewpoint to An Inconvenient Truth," end quote. And then the author here, Deborah Saunders at the National Ledger, writes, "Allow me to present a few names. Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Alfred P. Sloan, professor of meteorology Richard S. Lindzen, complained to the Boston Globe about the, quote, shrill alarmism of Gore's flick. Neil Frank, who was considered authoritative when he was the director of the National Hurricane Center, told the Washington Post that global warming is a hoax. Hurricane expert William Gray of Colorado State University believes the Earth will start to cool within 10 years. Sounds like some contradictory evidence is available. University of Virginia professor emeritus Fred Singer co-authored a book, Unstoppable Global Warming Every 1500 Years, that argues that global warming is not human-induced but based on a solar cycle. Last year, 60 Canadian scientists signed a letter to the Prime Minister Stephen Harper in which they argued there is no consensus among climate scientists. Odd, isn't it? Global warming believers heap scorn on religious zealots for not valuing science and knowledge. Yet the thrust of their argument is to prove apocalyptic global warming relies on denying the existence of views and scientists who clearly exist. Very interesting point. A Boston Globe editorial mischaracterized the controversy as mischief of some parents objecting to having their children see An Inconvenient Truth, despite the fact that Hardison told the Seattle Times that he wanted the teacher to present a whole broad spectrum of facts. Buying into the teacher's argument that she cannot find opposing articles, the editorial suggested that Walls find her balancing data in Michael Crichton's novel State of Fear. It's science fiction. That was supposed to be clever. It is fascinating to watch Gore's acolytes belittle Crichton for being a novelist, apparently undaunted by the fact that they're getting their science from a movie and they're getting their science from a politician. At least Crichton is a Harvard Medical School graduate, which suggests he has some appreciation for the scientific method. When Al Gore took natural science classes at Harvard, the Washington Post reports he received a D as a sophomore and a C+ his senior year. Al Gore, ladies and gentlemen, professional scientist. Now, here's the reason why global warming is important. Now, again, we can all nitpick about the cause, but I think that science, real hard science, independent of political influence, indicates that this is a natural process, that the planet does do this. Now, whether you want to say that it is part of the end times, that's fine and dandy, because I think that we won't know until the end times happen if that this was definitely a part of it. There are specific things written about in Revelation and prophecy that are mentioned as happening, and I think that they will. I'm a firm believer in the Bible. For anybody who's listened to the show, I absolutely believe it. But that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is the importance of global warming, and not the cause. I think that they want human beings to be the cause to, as I said, implement their control mechanisms, population control, emission control, more taxes, more laws, global government, maybe a one-world religion, a religion who, of course, will endorse global warming as caused by human beings. Who knows? A one-world religion where you can take the swastika of Hinduism and the cross of Christianity and the crescent of Islam and combine them into some weird little amalgamation where everyone can worship the same symbol. Because global warming denial is on par with Holocaust denial, which means it's a crime. But again, let's talk about this, the real crux of the issue, the real meat and potatoes here. And it's not new. And it's not courtesy of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change from the United Nations. It comes from the Pentagon. I've read it before. Listen again. From The Observer, February 22nd, 2004. Okay, almost 3 years ago. Climate change over the next 20 years could result in a global catastrophe costing millions of lives in wars and natural disasters. So that sounds exactly like the AP story from the 30th, doesn't it? A secret report suppressed by U.S. defense chiefs and obtained by The Observer warns that major European cities will be sunk beneath rising seas as Britain is plunged into a Siberian climate by 2020. Nuclear conflict, mega droughts, famine, and widespread rioting will erupt across the world. Okay, nuclear conflict, arms race, yeah, check. Mega droughts, check that. Famine, check. Widespread rioting, yeah, check. Goes on. The document predicts that abrupt climate change could bring the planet to the edge of anarchy as countries develop a nuclear threat to defend and secure dwindling food, water, and energy supplies. The threat to global stability vastly eclipses that of terrorism, say the few experts privy to its contents. Oh, nuclear threat to defend and secure food, water, and energy, all things necessary to the continuation of existence. This was out in 2004, which means they knew about it before then. I think that the war on terror is being used to facilitate this. And some people say, oh, it's just oil, it's just a profit. I think all those things factor in. But when we talk about Bush's land that he has purchased down in, you know, south of the border, substantially south of the border, take a look. It's on a freshwater aquifer. It's at a high elevation. It's got access to nearby countries that have energy surpluses. Yeah, that's very interesting. It might be a little slice of paradise in the midst of all this chaos. And there's something to this. The report was commissioned by influential Pentagon defense advisor Andrew Marshall, who has held considerable sway on U.S. military thinking over the last three decades. Climate change, quote, should be elevated beyond a scientific debate in the U.S. to a national security concern, end quote, says authors Peter Schwartz, CIA consultant and former head of planning at Royal Dutch Shell Group, and Doug Randall of the California-based Global Business Network. An imminent scenario of catastrophic climate change is, quote, plausible and would challenge United States national security in ways that should be considered immediately, end quote, they conclude. As early as next year, widespread flooding by a rise in sea levels will create major upheaval for millions. They said as early as next year, that was 2005. Katrina, anyone? Stay with us. We're back in three.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Saturday morning. We got about 35 minutes left in the show, and we'll squeeze in your phone calls here in just a few minutes. But I want to finish up this story to you. I think this is very interesting. Now, again, what they're talking about here, the two guys, okay, who wrote this report for the Pentagon, that catastrophic climate change is plausible and would challenge United States national security in ways that should be considered immediately. This is in 2004. As early as next year, they said, widespread flooding by a rise in sea levels will create major upheaval for millions. As early as. So I think that's noteworthy, too. I think that's important. But, again, Katrina, 2005. We all remember that. It goes on. Bob Watson, chief scientist for the World Bank and former chair of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, added that the Pentagon's dire warnings could no longer be ignored. Says Watson, quote, "Can Bush ignore the Pentagon? It's going to be hard to blow off this sort of document. It's hugely embarrassing. After all, Bush's single highest priority is national defense. The Pentagon is no wacko liberal group. Generally speaking, it is conservative. If a climate change is a threat to national security and the economy, then he has to act. There are two groups the Bush administration tends to listen to, the oil lobby and the Pentagon," end quote. Very interesting. Said Rob Guterbach of Greenpeace, quote, "You've got a president who says global warming is a hoax, and across the Potomac River you've got a Pentagon preparing for climate wars," end quote. Climate wars, that's an interesting choice of words, because that's what this report is all about. It's about the way that wars and the reason that wars will be fought in the future. And again, came out at the beginning of 2004, 3 years ago. And they said to start expecting to notice these things a year from now, which again, a year from now when it was released, or a year from now when it was written, or a year from now when it was researched. Hard to say. That means that this thing's in full swing right now, folks. Think about it. Why the push to make the war with Iran happen, if not to acquire natural gas, right? I mean, yes, Iran has oil, but they're number two as far as oil fields, in the world, you know, officially. But they're also number two in natural gas officially. That's something very powerful. Anyway, it goes on. Already, according to Randall and Schwartz, the planet is carrying a higher population than it can sustain. Ah, yes, we need that. We need to have a sustainable level of people, and there's entirely too many people. Maybe we should wipe a few out. It says by 2020, catastrophic shortages of water and energy will become increasingly harder to overcome, plunging the planet into war. Means people will be fighting over water and energy by 2020. By 2020, which means before then, which means possibly 2007, where we are now. They warn that 8,200 years ago, climactic conditions brought widespread crop failure, famine, disease, and mass migration of populations that could soon be repeated. Well, now we've got this Noah's Ark of food, the Doomsday Vault, where they'll be storing all these seeds. Widespread crop failure, famine, disease, mass migration of populations, immigration. Randall added that it was already possibly too late to prevent a disaster from happening. He said, quote, "We don't know exactly where we are in the process. It could start tomorrow. We would not know for another 5 years," end quote. It was possibly too late to prevent a disaster from happening, but he makes no bones about actually stopping global warming. But he does say, quote, "The consequences for some nations of the climate change are unbelievable. It seems obvious that cutting the use of fossil fuels would be worthwhile," end quote. Yeah, it seems like it would be. It seems obvious that the dependence on oil should be stopped. But there's more, and I'll pick it apart and whatnot for you, just kind of lay it all out. But let's look at this story, also from The Observer. This one came out February 22nd, 2004. Again, just the same thing. Now, the previous story was an article about the Pentagon climate report. This one is sort of bullet points, okay, like an outline of content from the Pentagon climate report. It's entitled Key Findings of the Pentagon, February 22nd, 2004. Future wars will be fought over the issue of survival rather than religion, ideology, or national honor. Survival, folks. Changes the parameters of things a little bit, doesn't it? Stay with us. We got a quick break, but we'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
That's it right there. The whole agenda, folks, behind it all, spelled out there for you. Back to the story. The Observer, February 22, 2004. Key findings of the Pentagon Climate Report. Future wars will be fought over the issue of survival rather than religion, ideology, or national honor. You can, of course, couch wars for those reasons, religion, ideology, national honor, national security, but it's about survival. It says, by 2007, violent storms smashed coastal barriers, rendering large parts of the Netherlands uninhabitable. Cities like The Hague are abandoned. In California, the Delta Island levees and the Sacramento River area are breached, disrupting the aqueduct system transporting water from north to south. Between 2010 and 2020, Europe is hardest hit by climatic change, with an average annual temperature drop of 6 degrees Fahrenheit. Climate in Britain becomes colder and drier as weather patterns begin to resemble Siberia. Now you notice, it's all been about global warming, right? But here we're talking about a Siberian climate in England. They have a vested interest in the continuation of existence, obviously. Deaths from war and famine run into the millions until the planet's population is reduced by such an extent that the Earth can cope. Ah, that sounds like the Georgia Guidestones. Riots and internal conflict will tear apart India, South Africa, and Indonesia. Well, South Africa is hardest hit right now by AIDS. A huge portion of the population is basically suffering from AIDS, and that's where they're doing the vaccine trial, which maybe will kill some of those people off. Then guess what? They won't be rioting or having any internal conflicts. Access to water becomes a major battleground. The Nile, the Danube, and the Amazon are all mentioned as being high risk. Perfect reason, folks, for you to have a Berkey water filter. You're saying, well, I don't live near the Nile, the Danube, and the Amazon. That's true, but in a global government, they're going to need water from wherever they can get it. So if they decide to start tapping into, like the Great Lakes, for example, then you're going to be on water rations, folks, no matter where you live in America. A significant drop in the plant's ability to sustain its present population will become apparent over the next 20 years. Oh, let's kill a few off then, right? Rich areas like the U.S. and Europe would become virtual fortresses to prevent millions of migrants from entering after being forced from land drowned by sea level rise, so no longer able to grow crops. Waves of boat people will pose significant problems. Nuclear arms proliferation is inevitable. Japan, South Korea, and Germany develop nuclear weapons capabilities. We should point this out. Japan and South Korea have both been given nuclear weapons. That came from a South Korea news article, South Korean news, that stated that they were given nuclear weapons to counter North Korea if the need arose. And there was some insinuation in that same article that Japan was also given the same abilities. Germany, of course, very much on board with the war on terror. Merkel and Bush are very tight. He even gave her a back rub. She looked horrified, but still, if it got her a nuclear weapon, perhaps, then, you know, she's on board. It says nuclear arms proliferation is inevitable. Those countries develop nuclear weapons, as do Iran, pursuing nuclear energy. Egypt, pursuing nuclear energy. North Korea has nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. China, they have them, supposedly. India and Pakistan, they have them. It says they're all poised to use the bomb. By 2010, the U.S. and Europe will experience a third more days with peak temperatures over 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Climate becomes an, quote, economic nuisance, end quote, as storms, droughts, and hot spells create havoc for farmers. That's already begun to happen. And last summer, of course, 48 states were in drought conditions here in the United States. And already, in the wintertime, they're arguing over water rights right now between states. More than 40 million people in subtropical regions will be at grave risk. Europe will face huge internal struggles as it copes with massive numbers of migrants washing up on its shores. Immigrants from Scandinavia seek warmer climes to the south, meaning that it'll be too cold for them. Southern Europe is beleaguered by refugees from hard-hit countries in Africa. Mega droughts will affect the world's major breadbaskets, including America's Midwest, where strong winds will bring soil loss. Well, straight-line winds, we've been talking about those. China's huge population and food demand make it particularly vulnerable. Bangladesh becomes nearly uninhabitable because of a rising sea level, which contaminates inland water supplies. Well, it just goes on and on. But again, right at the beginning, future wars will be fought over the issue of survival rather than anything else. Now, again, survival of what? How do you survive? Well, you have access to the necessities of life. food, water, and energy. Now, energy, not necessarily essential to survival, but essential to defense of the things necessary for survival. Now, this, in my mind, this report spells out climate change, not global warming. They talk about places getting a lot colder, which gels with real science, as opposed to the politically oriented UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which they say climate change, but they're talking about global warming. This report on the Pentagon Climate Report is talking about climate change. It's much more legitimate. Now, riddle me this, Batman. Does this not explain the North American Union proposition? Got to have access to energy. We've got oil in Alaska. Canada has oil. Canada and the United States share a border that shares the Great Lakes. We need to be on board with Canada. Mexico. Gulf of Mexico has oil. Mexico is a country that's on our borders. They're talking about refugee populations. Did anybody see the day after tomorrow? What happens there? Well, the United States becomes basically a giant iceberg, and people flee from the United States into Mexico. And Mexico says, no way, you can't come into our country until you, drop our debt or whatever it was. There's your North American Union, folks. There's why. Why the big push for Iran? Well, Iraq has oil, okay? And we're firmly entrenched in the Middle East. But, again, Iran, according to official statistics, number two oil producer on the planet, oil reserves on the planet, and the number two natural gas reserves on the planet. Number one oil, supposedly Saudi Arabia, and number one in natural gas is supposedly Russia. So everybody wants Iran. And when I say that, I mean that there are a lot of countries who will defend Iran, and if they can't, they will conquer Iran themselves, like Russia, perhaps. So there's your war on terror. There's the future of America. There's the future of warfare. So when we talk about survival and we talk about preparedness, folks, if the people that move and shape society are on board with this, you should be as well. Because it's not just about survival, okay? The powers that be have a lot of money. And money buys you control. Okay, they want a class society, the likes of which we talked about in this Atlantean model that was written about hundreds of years before Christ was born, which talks about this class society, the gold class, the silver class, the bronze class. Okay, now the gold is the rulers, very small amount. Silver is law enforcement and military who preserve the status quo. And the bronze class are us, the useless eaters, the people who go and work and facilitate society's continuance. Well, that's exactly what they're trying to do, is control the natural resources and control the planet. Now, there are many, many world leaders who are part of this global government mindset, and they're all involved in this. And that's why, you know, if there's some sort of agreement made, they'll go and they'll take over these areas. They will share power until they need to fight to see who gets supremacy. They will cannibalize each other. They will devastate each other. But this is where we come into the picture. We who believe in God, we who have faith in the whole manner of things and the way they will go down. Okay? We're okay, folks. We're sealed up. We belong to God now and forever and always. And we don't have anything to fear by these things. Doesn't mean you shouldn't take the information available and prepare yourself for certain things. Doesn't mean you shouldn't take a look at the biggest possible view of the picture before you and try to see the picture that comes out to the surface. In my mind, and this is all my opinion, folks, this information here leads me to conclude what I've laid out for you. And it leads me to believe that this is the most reasonable scenario for why things are happening the way they're happening. So when we talk about those who influence society and influence the direction of society, understand why they're doing these things in particular. I think it's vital that we do so. Okay, all of that having been said, an hour and 45 minutes later after the news segment began, let's take some calls, shall we? 1-800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And again, folks, I have to point this out. There is nothing to fear, Okay? Faith, an immersion in faith, a walk in faith, a life based on faith is a life that has no fear. Let's go to Bert in Ohio. Bert, welcome to the show.
Hello, Frank. How you doing?
Good, man. Sorry for the wait.
Hey, no problem. It's well worth it. Yeah, you brought up that Observer report that I learned about from listening to your show and printed out, so you've already nailed that part of it. And surprisingly, you went into the Atlantean, you know, gold, silver, and bronze. Wow. Well done.
Well, thank you. It's...
You caught me there, because that's exactly where I was going to go.
Well, I'm glad. See, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. I learned so much from you guys, too, that it just adds to the information. And that's the beauty of a hypothesis, really, is that when you hear things, they either confirm or contradict what you may already think. And you can use that to build on what you hypothesize, or you can use it to create something new. So, you know, we have to constantly be adaptable because our enemies, our adversaries are adaptable. They're always pursuing new things. Like I said, many irons and many fires, many hands and many cookie jars.
Yeah, right on. I just wanted to add that from my studies, the true, you know, this is from a Christian, Judeo-Christian point of view, and everybody's free to have their own view, is, you know, take into account Genesis chapter 6, Genesis chapter 3, and also some of the apocryphal writings as well. The true gold class, if you're a Christian, you believe Scripture, the true gold class, at least this is my interpretation, is going to be the Nephilim, or, you know, you have this modern ufology push today, a New Age push, you know, the Age of Aquarius, which is just, you know, Atlantis in my eyes from what I can see, you know, with the 2012, December 21st, and all that. But the true gold class is going to be those who are prophesied to come, you know.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And in a lot of ways, they're already here, just disembodied.
I mean, see, and let me jump in here with this, because I think you're on to a very, very important point. And I would say this, you know, when you think about this, think about Bush and Tony Blair and Stephen Harper and Kim Jong-il and Vladimir Putin and Ahmadinejad and all these people sitting around. Do you think they're going to go, no, I insist you run the world? Right? I mean, it's never going to happen. You got to have somebody that comes in there that has his own people, that has his own structure of things, that's going to rule as Lucifer himself manifests on the planet. And that's the only way, because these guys would never defer to another country. But if somebody comes onto the scene demonically indwelt by Lucifer himself and puts the pedal to the metal, they're going to be forced to submit to that authority. So I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Thank you. You know, I got a lot of slack from, because I turn on all my family and all my friends to your show, hope and prayerfully that you would enlighten them somehow, you know, so they listen to you too, man.
Oh, cool.
I'm just the only one that calls.
Ah.
But, you know.
Well, I hope they realize what a brilliant asset they have in you.
Well, be that as it may, I'm pretty much the outcast of the whole group, but because I'm so out of the box, I guess is a nice way to put it, and I challenge everything because I don't, you know, I want my own independent interpretation, and I work hard to achieve my own as much as possible based on what I can obtain. Mm-hmm. But, you know, going back to when you had JT on, mm-hmm. you know, he's somebody, whether he wants to admit it or not, that I can identify with, you know, and there's not many people that you can when you're hitting such sensitive subjects. And I just like to point out that it's okay to disagree with me or you or anyone else, but
sure, absolutely.
It's got to be educated to some degree, and there has to be some type of striving to disprove me, mm-hmm. you know. And, man, I'm going to listen. I want to hear what you got,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just wanted to point that out because, you know, I got some relatives in Texas listening to you right now. So,
oh, wonderful.
You know,
welcome,
but,
family.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, all I got to say to them is this, that for people who have prayed for discernment and prayed for guidance, as you have, as I have, and as so many other people have, and who are plugged into the broad picture of where things are and where they might go, and who are also tied into the minutiae of that broad picture and see the inner workings and see the interconnectedness and spider web-like situation that we've been born into here, they damn sure better bring their A game.
Amen. I mean, put on your best pair of tennis shoes because we all see something, correct?
That's right.
And I don't claim to be 100% right, but, man, I got a pretty good batting average. It's not bad. It's not perfect. Of course not, but I got a pretty good average.
Yeah.
But I've earned that. I haven't just, you know, fondled somebody else's ideas in my mind and then made them my ideas. I actually went out there on my own.
That's right.
And that's all I'm asking, you know, anybody that I come in contact with, man, just do your own research. And it's not going to be hard to get there. You just got to make the attempt. You know, we've talked about, you know, the various different reasons why people never, ever make that attempt. But, you know, we're reaching a time now where somebody's got to do something, man, and trying to get a better understanding.
That's absolutely correct.
You know?
The best thing, and let me hold you over here, buddy.
Sure.
The best thing we can do for people is shine to a certain degree with a certain light, as a street light would perhaps identify what, you know, where your street sign is. People will know when they're ready for it where to go for the information. And you and all of you out there can do this for people in your lives. Stay with us.
Attention, attention everyone.
Hey.
A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
I got the young girl standing up for you. I got the peace of mind.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. The wrapping up of our Friday evening / Saturday morning show. The wrapping up of the week. Now, obviously, we got a lot of calls in the queue. Obviously, we're not going to have time for them all. Keep in mind, folks, every weeknight from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Central Time, we're here. And we do have quite a bit of time that we devote to open calls. So any comments you might have, write them down, and we can get to them at another time. But back to Burton, Ohio. Bert, go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Sure.
I just wanted to openly and publicly mention the one comment that I got attacked for, you know, by family members and friends, was the remarks that I made about, you know, truth seekers and the Patriot movement, per se, and how I see it and view it. I just want to point out that, you know, as a kid, you know, I lived in Spain for a couple of years. I lived in Morocco. I mean, I've been over the drink on the other side. And I can remember, you know, coming off the military bases with my dad and my mom, and people would just flock up to us and give us, you know, brass gifts and everything, like in Morocco, and, you know, they considered us good luck charms, and everybody was, you know, I mean, these were people, too. And my point is when, you know, to be a patriot is somebody who is just concerned with the person next door to them and maintaining their, you know, their status quo because they're next door to them and their own. And I want to humble myself and point out that, you know, the things that we face, it's on a global level. So therefore, you know, your patriot, whatever, is going to fail on the simple fact, like, for instance, the immigration thing. Okay, I've thought long and hard about this. Instead of building a BS wall up that's going to serve no purpose, you know, why don't we pressure our government to pressure their government to create a better place for them to live and work? You know, granted, this is all hypothetical, so to speak, but wouldn't that be a better alternative? Because in that way, they're created an environment for them to where they don't even want to come over because they got their own thing going on. I mean,
yes,
that would be how it should work. I understand it's
true,
not going to work that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm just looking at things with a wide view because I can't erase from my mind how people treat us because, hey, we were Americans. But it wasn't because we were Americans. It's because we were a symbol of their idea of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You well, that's, mean? Yeah, and I think we mentioned this in that same conversation, that, you know, being a patriotic is not loving your country for whatever it does. It's loving your country for what it could be. And don't just wish and hope for it, but actively get involved and make your country a place that where you can walk around and stick your hands out and go, check me out, I'm an American. It's the best place in the world, and it's that way because I helped make it that way. And I just think that, you know, I found no fault in anything you said. So.
Thanks, Frank. I just want to get that out there.
I appreciate it, buddy. God bless you. Folks, God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you Monday evening for more Frankly Speaking Radio.